Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another broadcast on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Nice show. This is R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Amen. And our topic will be about prayer, pray, and praying. We're definitely living in a season of prayer. I believe I have one brother on the line. Who's on the line with me?
Cleophas.
Oh, Brother Cleo, glad to have you, man. I know that Brother Tony would not be with us this afternoon. I'm not sure about Brother Tyrone, but I did send a message out to him. Amen. So we're excited about the broadcast, you know, man. Brother Cleo, this has been on my mind, man, for about a month, that we, we just need to get into some serious prayer. There's really need to pray. And all of us gonna get a chance to pray. Those are on the line and everything that wants to. I just feel the need to just the men to pray. It's something about that men. I know I'm saying it wrong, but just something about brothers just praying for real prayers, man. And this is definitely a season that we live in. There's stuff, so many things that's going on all around. It's like manifold. Things that are going on all around. We're definitely in a season of prayer. We'll talk about prayer, and there's many people that pray different and everything, and I thank God for that, being able to pray different than anybody else. You know, it's not a competition or nothing like that, man, you know, but just, you know, if his people are called by his name, would just humble themselves and seek his face and turn from the way, you know, and just pray. And I think we definitely living in a time of prayer, man. You just, everything, I mean, every day there's something else that's going on, you know, not just within our families, but in our communities, in our cities, in our state, in the world. So that's basically what we're going to focus on. Anything that will drop in your spirit or Brother Elston, when he joins us, amen, would be highly appreciated, amen. But before we even say, okay, so before we even get into the prayer, I did want to remind everybody of our weekly broadcast, amen. His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, with myself, is on Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. The monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tavern Rose, and Antonia Mitchell, is every second Sunday, which is today, at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer, as follows, by Reverend Gwen Dixon, is called Midday Glory Prayer. Amen. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number, amen, is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Please, by all means, go and check us out on our Facebook page, or you can go to our actual website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find out a little bit more information about what we got going on, the different hosts, and more things to come. Amen. With that being said, I'm going to ask Brother Cleophas if he doesn't mind, lead us into prayer.
Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before you this evening, Lord, just giving thanks unto you, Father. Thanking you, Father, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, O Lord. Thanking you for this platform, this internet radio show, Father, to magnify and glorify your name, Father. Thanking you for the vision that you placed into Brother Ray Rose, Father. Father, we pray for his health, pray for his strength, Father. Pray that every need of his is met, Father, that he wants for nothing, Father. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And, Father, I thank you for every ear and every person that is assembled on this line, Father, that will hear the word that will go forth this evening on prayer, Father. And we thank you, Father, that prayer is just a language of talking to you, Father, and asking you for guidance and direction in our lives, Father. And we thank you for it, Daddy. We thank you for each and every person that is a part of this show, Brother Elston, Brother Antonio, Brother Tyrone Rose. We lift up their families, Father, and we thank you for it now. And, Father, we thank you that this show will go off decently in order. We thank you that the power of your word will go forth, Father, and will penetrate hearts, and someone will be led to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I hear Brother Elston has joined us too. Thank God for you, brother. Amen. Amen. I just, like I was telling Brother Cleophas, man, I don't know, I just, this great need, a season of prayer that we're in with so much stuff that's going on around. We need to, men need to always pray and pray not.
Amen.
We're definitely in a season. We should be not. This is not time to be faint and growing weak and nothing like that. Just stay the course. You know, just stay the course. Stay focused and stay the course. Not just only for our families, amen, but for each other and for the community we live in and for those that we love, even for our enemies. You know, we need to be praying for our enemy. And all that I'm talking about as far as people are concerned, you know. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started, man. I'm excited about this. I don't know where we're going with this, but I just feel the need and the desire just to lift up people, to lift up families, and to just talk a little bit about prayer. Amen. So I'm going to start with Brother Esther, since you recently joined us, man. I thank God for you. And just talk a little bit about prayer and whatever the Lord lays on your heart. And, then, you know, we got to do prayer. We'll pray for everything. We don't leave nothing off the table. Amen. Brother Austin.
Amen. Well, prayer is the most powerful tool and weapon that we have as believers of Christ. And so, the thing about prayer is that we make it so formal that we have a set that we do it. But as you said earlier, that we are to always pray. And when I say always pray, meaning that we're not praying just once a day, but that we're praying all day, daily.
Right.
There's days of the year that we're praying all day. And that's for me, that's why I'm trying to get to the point where I'm not taking down prayer requests and then waiting to for God to pray, that I'm going to start dealing with whatever situation right then and right there, right now, where prayer. You always get people say, you know, keeping your prayers, or, you know, pray for me or pray for such and such. And we say, okay, we will, but we're human. We will forget.
Yeah.
We will forget. And so I'm trying to make it a habit is when somebody say that, is that I pray for them right then and there, because there's always a time for prayer, always a great time for prayer. And if we're supposed to be praying constantly and without ceasing, then we don't make it a time. If we meet God at 6 o'clock every morning in prayer, that's not the only time we pray to God. It's 6 o'clock in the morning or when we eat. But that we're praying with them constantly throughout the day, because there's always something that needs prayer. And if we wait till the next time we meet God, when we have a devotion to pray, then we've missed it, and we only pray to God once a day, and we're not praying to him daily or all day as needed. Because suppose you miss that time, it's 6 o'clock in the morning to pray. Suppose you oversleep, and you had to go to work, and you oversleep, so you didn't get that time. So now you say, okay, I'm going to wait till the next day. So now you're 2 days without praying. But we should be in kind when we are in our cars praying, you know, washing dishes. I mean, doing something, cut the grass. Sometimes when I cut the grass, I'm praying. When I'm out walking, I'm walking outside and, you know, get my exercise on, you know, I'm praying. I'm always trying to use the time that I have instead of sitting there and let the devil speak to me, that I combat with prayer. And it's just speaking in communication with God. Prayer, and some of us, you know, we may be talking too much, where we just need to shut up and just let God speak to us.
Yeah.
He'll communicate to us that we're always talking. But we got to do it on a regular. You got to condition yourself, train your mind, train your body, train yourself to be in constant communication with God, not just that set time of devotion, because we need to be talking to God all day, every day. And that's how you really walk with God, is when you're in communication with him on a regular basis. Because truth be told, your spouses, you just wake up in the morning and say good morning, and that's it. Y'all may have breakfast, or you may have evening, but you don't talk to them. You may have dinner in the evening, may not talk to them all day. So I'm just going to wait till I see my wife in the evening before I speak to her, or whatever the case might be. No. If you're with your wife at home, or your children, whoever your loved one is, you're talking to them throughout the day. Whether it's hi here, they there, ask them a question, you're in constant communication. You don't wait until you're able to sit down and talk before you have little conversations. So I believe that we just make it too informal. I know for me, make it too informal, too formal, and that we need to relax with it and just get in the habit of just speaking to God. Because that's what prayer is, speaking to God and talking to him. Because he knows what we're going through anyway, but if we just go to him in prayer and praise and worship, I just praise you, I thank you, you know, instead of him going with the list of things that's going wrong.
Amen.
So that's it with my little tidbit on prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Brother Cleophas.
I echo what Brother Elston said. I think it's important that as you're establishing your prayer life, that it is a consistent prayer life. Brother Elston, I don't want to be redundant, but you're speaking with God all day consistently, and seeking guidance, and that's kind of what, you know, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 talks about, is trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. And when you do that in all your ways, he will, you know, when you acknowledge him and in all your ways, he will direct your path. So what you're seeking him for is direction in your life. You know, we stumble sometimes, we trip, we fall, but we get back up and we go before God and we you know, let him know that we've fallen. He knows we've fallen. But you're seeking his guidance. You know, 1 John 1:9 says, you know, confess your sins to him, and he's faithful and just to forgive you of those sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when you pray, it's important to pray with the right motives. You got to watch your motives when you pray. What's my motive for praying this prayer? What's my motive for praying that prayer? And truthfully, the motive should be, you know, the harvest of God's people, you know, to see the harvest come, you know, people come to Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior of our lives, of their lives. And that's, you know, make sure you got the right motives when you pray. The Bible even talks about, you know, when you pray, why you don't have answered prayers is because you pray amiss. It means you have your motives are messed up. Your prayer is a selfish prayer, and it doesn't, you know, and selfishness is the epitome of sin. So we want to make sure that we're praying the right thing. Does that mean that you can't pray for yourself? Absolutely not. But you can't keep going back to, you know, you can't keep going back to God and asking the same thing to take care of that same problem. You know, at some point you got to believe that He's going to do it. And, you know, God only responds to our faith. You know, we pray, but are we praying with a prayer of faith? You know, an expectation that, that when I pray, that's what Jesus talked about in Mark chapter 11. You know, when you pray, believe that you receive. Not after you see the manifestation of what you pray for, you believe what you believe that you receive what you pray for well before you see the manifestation. So once I've prayed about a thing, I don't pray about the thing again. I go into a Thanksgiving prayer where I'm thanking God for the manifestation of what I prayed for, because I don't have to keep going back and begging Him to do this. You know, like our kids used to do, kids would do to us, and they come back and they keep asking you the same thing, can I do this, can I do this? You know, and we don't have to do that with God. He heard us the first time, you know, and that's what, so making sure we're praying with the right motives and making sure we're believing that we receive when we pray. And that's what, God only answers our faith. And when our prayer is not in faith or in line with the call of God, then, you know, we shouldn't or we can't expect Him to answer to that, because that's not how He answers. So.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. You know, as your brother was talking, and we're going to probably be redundant about a lot of different things that we say when you start talking about prayer, and it's okay. Because sometimes you need to hear those things over and over again.
Repetitious,
so it can get down into our spirit and everything. And I like what was said earlier, Brother Austin, that sometimes we put too much on prayer to the point where we got to add what it sounds like somebody else, or we got to be, I can't think of the word, but got to want to be, you know, hermeneutical correct, I think it's exegetical correct, or whatever it is, so stuff like that. You want to be like that instead of just praying from the heart, you know. And I believe, in fact, I know that those are the prayers of God honor, those are, that's from the heart and everything, and not a lot of words, or not because the cadence is right, or because it sounds good, and you got a lot of people saying, yeah, amen, and all that. And so, but God, let me pray from the heart of God, the things that He desires for us to pray for. And one of the things I realize is that it's always good to allow the Holy Spirit to give us what to pray for, because He knows. The Spirit with the Holy Ghost knows what we need, you know. He knows what we need on the inside. He knows what is needed to be prayed for, and we're going to get into this a little bit. But to understand also prayer, that there's another part of prayer that is connected to intercession. You know, we can pray for different things that are going on in the world. We can pray for ourselves. We can pray for everybody. But there's something extra when it comes to intercessing. I know we don't really have enough time to get into the intercession, because right now we just want to focus on prayer. But like I said earlier, we are definitely living in a season or a time of prayer and intercession. Prayer for those things that are going on around us, and intercession for the people that is involved. Intercession in the people that are being affected, not only by the virus, but by all kinds of stuff. Prayer redemption. Pray for the redemption of people, men and women's souls, young and old, and everything. Prayer of forgiveness. Pray that, a prayer of forgiveness. There's different types of prayers that's all out there, man, and at our disposal. One of the things, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but one of the things I really like to do is I like to pray scriptures, man. I love to pray scriptures and everything like that. You know, even if I don't know what to say. But when I start praying scriptures, I'm not coming with my own thing, but I'm letting the Holy Ghost go say, okay, yeah, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I said I want. You see what I'm saying? I'm praying scriptures. You know, I'm praying scriptures not only over my life, but also in those that's around me, those that I'm connected to, you know, those that I may have charge of, you know, and for family, that includes the husband, the wife, the sons, the daughters, anyone that's in that circle. And then it goes out beyond that. One of the things, Elston, I just did is I just bought some prayer beads. And I know, Elston, you know about the prayer beads, man. And I got to put a plug in there for Vanessa Williams. She makes prayer beads now. It took about 4 years to get her to start making prayer beads, man. But she's making prayer beads now. And one of the things I like about the prayer beads, for me, and I can only speak for me, that it keeps me focused. Because, you know, when you're praying, all kinds of stuff to be coming in your mind. But for me, and I can only speak for me, it keeps me focused, just going by one bead at a time and everything like that. And I found out that each one of the beads has a meaning, which I didn't know, and I'm doing some research on it now. So we have to talk about a different day. But prayer is our weapon. You know, praise is the same thing as our weapon, man. We have weapons at our disposal, man, that, you know, it can destroy the enemy's camp. And one of the things that Elson said is that, it don't have to be a lot of words. Either the name in the name of Jesus has power. Amen. Of Jesus has power, you know? And one thing I like about it, too, is that it doesn't have to be loud. It can be soft-spoken. Like Elson would say, he said he prays when he's cutting the grass. Man, we could be working like crazy, all kinds of chaos going on around me, and be praying at the same time. And be praying at the same time, and nobody would never know. You know, it don't have to be seen like that. There's place times that we need to be vocal. There are times
right.
that we need to be vocal. Go ahead, Elson. You got anything to add?
No. I'm just agreeing with you you're right. You know, we've been making it so hard and difficult, and even the way I brought up, you know, it was like, you know, you had to make sure that when you stood before the congregation to pray, that you knew what you were praying about, and you know, you wanted to pray like so and so because their prayer was so, you thought was powerful, was so anointed, and how they prayed, but that goes back to the Bible. It says, you know, beware of those people who stand like to stand in front of people and pray this long prayer and boast about themselves. And you know, we know that the heart is where it's at, where we go to God like we would to our father. We had a relationship with our father. You know, you didn't go to your father begging for something. You just asked, can I do this? Daddy, can I have that? Daddy this, dad or pops or whoever, or anybody you deem to be, you know, a father figure, you didn't beg them for stuff. And, you know, and you wanted to be around your dad. You wanted to hang out with your dad because you could learn some things. And I think that's what God wants with his children, that we desire to hang out with him and communicate and talk to him and fellowship with him. I think that's what he desires. Because truth be told, he already knows what we're going through.
Right.
So, but what it does is when we develop that relationship with God is that we no longer praying, we no longer continue praying for ourselves, start praying for others because we know that God has our back. He already knows what we're going through. His word says he's with all our needs, so he's going to take care of that. Now, I'm not saying not to pray for your situation, but you get to the point where you start praying less for you and more for others.
Right. Amen. 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 Brother Cleo, if you got anything to add, are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I'm just, I don't know. It's just that I think that I'm in a place, and you guys going to, I ask you guys a question in a few minutes, but I think I'm in a place now in my life that I know that prayer works. I've seen the outcome of prayer. You know, the old people, Cleophas, you remember that used to say that, well, I want just someone somebody to pray for me, but I want to have somebody to pray for me to be able to get a prayer through. get a prayer through, you know, and everything. And we need to be in a place that we can get a prayer through. And not going to lie, sometimes it does feels like when we're praying, that there's a ceiling on our prayers, but that I believe that's a mindset, you know, because God hears our prayers. I think I read in Psalm, one of the scriptures said that God hears us when we pray. It talks about God hearing us when we pray. Amen. So we got to be mindful. We got to understand that this is one of the best weapons we can use against the enemy. You know, one of the best, especially with me, I thought Brother Tyrone would be with us, but not just him, but the many thousands of people that have came through this virus and everything, and God spared their life because of prayer, because somebody was praying for them to make it through. We're in a place right now of a testimony of seeing people come through when the doctors have given up on them. We are. It's not being broadcast or as much as it should be, because they'd rather talk to media, you know, and everybody included, would rather talk about the amount of people that are sick and the amount of people that have died versus the amount of people that has came through. But there's a testimony of the people that have God has delivered, have came through and everything. You know, even the ones, I believe this is my person, even the ones that have went on away because it was that time to go. What about those that had family members that wasn't saved? What about that testimony of the amount of people that accept Jesus Christ? And even in the midst of death, you know, even in the midst of death and everything. So that means that whatever the enemy has meant for evil, what the enemy is doing, a lot of things to cause confusion, I don't care who they are and stuff, and what they are and stuff like that, God always got a ram in the bush. God is always doing things. He's always been. He hasn't stopped healing because of the things that's going on in our life. He hasn't stopped listening to our prayers because things are chaotic right now. No, he's still doing them things, and then manifold so. You know, and those are the things that we focus on. What I want to do real quick, amen, I want to talk about a specific prayer that you brothers pray for, and then God answered. You can give me one or two.
Say that again, please.
A specific prayer that you prayed for, and God answered your prayer.
Well, I know with me, it was... And Ray, you know my story, testimony concerning, you know, child that we lost, and just desiring another child, and I was up against some things to the point where she kept having miscarriages. And she wasn't getting any younger. I was against those two things. I had those two things against me. She kept having miscarriages. She had two or three miscarriages before she actually went through a whole pregnancy. And then a week before the baby was due, she lost the baby. Born and still had a stillborn. And so then, you know, I was like, okay, God, I thank you. I think I'm hearing you. You're going to give us another child, but she's not able to carry, and she's not getting younger. She's over 40 now. Now we're in our 40s trying to have another baby. So I had two things against us. And, so I don't necessarily that I started praying and asking God to for a child. I started believing God for a child, and the prayer was this, brothers, the prayer was, I didn't say, you know, God, you know, please, you know, bless up the child, da 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 da. The prayer was this. Okay, God, you said that you give us the desires of the heart. You said that you will bless our womb. You told us to be fruitful and multiply. I said we are trying to do so, but we were having some problems. So I'm believing in another child, and I don't care how old I get to get another child, but it will come from my wife.
Yes.
that's how I did it. I said, I don't care how long. I said, I could be in my 50s, 60s, but we're going to get another child. I said, I'm going to keep believing until I leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I stood. And Cleophas said, I didn't keep going back to God and asking him and begging him or whatever the case might be. I had made it up in my heart I was going to be for another child. And I left it alone.
Wow.
And I got to that point when I let go, when we stopped physically trying, you know, when I got to that point and just let go, that's when she conceived. Now, the other irony for that is she conceived in the same time frame that we had lost our child. So our child that we lost was supposed to be born in September 12th. The child that we have now's birthday is September 9th. So I had to believe or push past that she's had a few miscarriages, a stillborn, she's over age, and I had to believe during the same time period we had the last, it's the same time period. Matter of fact, what was hard was when my aunt found out that she was pregnant and she asked, when's the baby due? When I said September, in September, she almost gasped like, oh, no, we getting ready to go through this again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to, for 9 months, Cleophas, I had to believe and trust God for nine months. And I'm telling you, fear, doubt, all that stuff came up because it's like I'm going through the exact. I mean, it's the same time period,
right?
And I wasn't even planned that way. I was like, when she told me that she was pregnant, I said I was so excited and whatever. And then after that wore off, I was like, hold up, when's the baby due? She was like, probably in September. I was like, I did a big gulp. Gulp. Oh, Lord.
Right.
Here we go again.
Really?
Here we go again. So it was not necessarily a prayer, but it is like I stood on the word of God. I stood on the word of God without having a word of God. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I stood on the word of God without receiving a word of God, but standing on his word, the Bible.
Amen.
So sometimes, you know, we're looking for a word, like somebody gives you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, whatever, that you could stand on, and that's fine. I didn't have that. I didn't know that I was supposed to or not, but all I had to do, but the only thing was, is to, like Cleophas, like he said in Proverbs chapter 3, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to my own understanding. I always acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. That's the only thing I had to stand on. So I stood on that, believing. It was a long 3 months. And I had to endure other people around me. I had to endure their looks of worry and concern.
Yeah.
Their looks. So it was a long road. Then, Ray, I'm going to tell you this. One of the leaders of the church that we went to told me to watch
a news report on Channel 7 on how they were talking about how women shouldn't have children over the age of 40.
Well, I tell you, Satan was coming after you, wasn't he?
One church leader.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to share the name, but one of the church leaders said that. She called me, texted me, you know, watch Channel 7. I said, what's about? They're talking about women giving birth. I said, okay, cool. I said, well, what's so special about that? Well, and she was hesitant when she responded, but then she said, well, women shouldn't have children over 40. So I'm having the church leader, the person I look up to, share that with me. So I had to, it wasn't necessarily staying, but I had to, going back to the communion with God on a regular basis, that I had to now trust him. And the only way you could trust him is by spending time with him and knowing what he does. Now, I'm already, people say, well, he let you down before you lost. Yeah, I know. It wasn't him that did it, but I hear you. But this time, I'm believing. I don't care what's going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a prayer. Yes, it was. It was a prayer. But I had to just take a stance. I just had to take a stance and say, I'm just going to believe. I'm going to believe. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it, but I'm going to have to believe.
Yeah. It was a prayer. I believe it was a prayer of declaration.
But most of the people who doubted me or gave me the oppositions were the ones in the church.
Yeah.
The ones in the church, the ones who are ministers and pastors, those are the ones who gave me the most grief. Those were the ones who said, well, why don't you adopt? Just adopt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they didn't believe, you know, they didn't believe that my wife still can conceive. They didn't believe in God, the power of God. They just said, oh, adopt. It makes sense.
Right.
It makes sense. You know, Sarah, here, take on my servant. And they produced the Ishmael. And the Bible says that wasn't even though Abraham had more than two sons, he had other children. If you keep reading the Genesis, he had other children. Those were not the promises. God didn't even count those other kids as the promise. They're not mentioned. Ishmael mentions once, he said, yeah, I'm going to bless him because I'm going to keep my word. Yeah, I'm going to bless Ishmael. Yeah, a lot of descendants are going to come from him, but that's not my promise. The promise has not yet come. And you think about it, all after Sarah died, Abraham had other wives or concubines, and he had children by them. The Bible mentions them, but it does not talk about their descendants. It talks about Isaac and Jacob and so forth. Does it talk about the other descendants? Because the promise came through Isaac. That's the promise. The promise was them. The other stuff that he did, listen to this, the other stuff he did out of his own works. God's not going to bless your works instead of your faith. We're looking for works for God to bless us with and to honor us. He's going to bless us by our faith. We became righteous because of our faith. Abraham was righteous because he believed. He wasn't righteous because he became circumcised. Woo! It was the after fact. It was the result. The obedience became after he believed. In order for him to believe, he had to become obedient. So in order for him, for the promise to take forth, is he had to believe. And he had to do it out of his belief, not out of his works. So whatever I decide to do, if I were going to adopt or anything else, the promise was going to come from that. is going to come from me trusting in God. And that's what I was up against. I was up against so many different obstacles in front of me. And like you said, Ray, I had to take a declaration. I had to take a stance. And so this is what I'm going to believe. I don't care when it's going to happen. I may be 100 years old like Abraham, but it's going to happen. I'm declaring that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Amen. Wow. It's always good. Oh, man, I remember that time. And amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And I did hear the noise, too. I heard some of the noise that you were getting at that time, too. Amen. But I bless God, man, that you stayed focused and you believe God, you know. A lot of times, Cleo, give me a couple of minutes, but a lot of times when we have already prayed a prayer and we believe God, there's always going to be distractions. There's always going to be naysayers. There's going to be people trying to break down or give an intellectual point of view on what you should do next, you know. But we're in a time and a season, even now, Elston, that we need to continue to trust God and believe Him, man. And no matter what it may look like or feel like or whatever, okay, how dark it may have got, we got to continue to stay focused. I'm talking to myself, man. We got to stay focused. You know what I mean? We have to stay focused on the things and the ministry of things that God has given us to do, you know, to go out and make a disciple, to go out and teach and go out and lead and go out and tell someone about Jesus Christ, you know, go out and knock on doors and declare the wondrous works. And we're living in that time that there is no figure. Everybody is, a lot of people, not all, but most put into political side, lead the political stuff along. This is the works of Jesus Christ. Brother Cleo, please go ahead.
Amen. Powerful testimony, Elston.
Amen.
And a beautiful testimony, you know.
Thank
and
you.
I think sometimes as believers, I think that's where we thought we have a propensity to fall sometimes, is that we don't stand. We don't just stand on the word, you know. And Ephesians talks about us standing, you know. Put on the whole armor, God. We know we're going to be attacked. We know that we're going to face persecution. So if I already know that I'm going to be attacked, and I already know that I'm going to face persecution, but then I know the truth about that situation is that I win no matter what.
Yeah.
Man, what am I afraid of? What am I in fear of?
Right.
Something that you said, Elston, that was so powerful is about standing on the word, and then other people coming in and trying to get you off of the word, and you know. Man, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about in Daniel chapter 10 where it talks about, you know, how the angel came to Daniel and said, God heard your prayer from the moment you prayed it.
Right.
But some opposition came up against us. Not that he wasn't going to answer. He heard your prayer. You don't have to come back again. He heard you. And in verse 12 says this, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou did set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. When we set ourselves to allow God to use us and
God.
To be in his will, the scripture says, we say our words, and then God comes for those words to make them manifest. And that's what you did, brother. You stood on the word. You got out of the boat, and
yes,
you started
you
walking on the water, and you didn't let the situation and circumstances around you cause you to sink. You stayed focused on Jesus, and now look at you. Your wife had your child. Man, that is awesome. To God be the glory.
But
I didn't step you far right there, buddy.
Yeah, it did.
I can't stress enough how important it is that whenever we come up against situations and circumstances, James even talks about it. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. You know you're going to be attacked. And the closer you get to God, the greater the attacks get. And so it's so important that when we're praying and when we're believing God for something, that we stand firm on it. You know, for those that are listening, find that scripture that speaks to you about your situation and then stand on that verb, stand on that word. Stand on the word. Don't let anybody come. And my pastor says this all the time. Get around those who have your answer and get away from those who have your problem. And sometimes those folks that have the problem that we have are the same church folk that we're dealing with that are speaking against what we're going after. So find those people that are going to stand with you in faith. Prayer is one thing. Stand with you in faith. Be in agreement with your prayer. Sometimes I don't need you to pray. I just need you to get in agreement with what I pray.
Yeah.
Right.
Find out the scriptures I'm standing on. Get in agreement with me. A very dear friend of mine texted me a couple weeks ago, and he was standing on a particular scripture. And I texted him back. I said, man, I'm in total agreement with you. I'm standing on the word, and I'm standing on the same scripture. And then I gave him a scripture to fortify what he had already given me. And we started, and that's what we do as believers, as people of like precious faith. If I'm calling you to pray with me, what I'm really calling you to do is get in agreement with me in prayer. Because what does the scripture say? The scripture says that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. If you want to bring Jesus down right in your situation, get in agreement with people.
Yeah. Amen.
So, Elson, anytime you want, Elson, Ray, Tony, I know you're not on this weekend, Ty. Brothers, anytime you want somebody that will get in agreement with you and stand on the word with you, I'm your guy. You don't have to tell me the situation, what you're going through. You say, hey, I need you to get in agreement with me. This is what I'm standing on, and I'm your guy. I'm standing with you. Because the Spirit of the living God knows what the situation is.
Right.
Years ago, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this before, but years ago, man, I woke up this particular morning, and my spirit, you know, I had a dream, and my spirit just, it wasn't right in my spirit, and I began to pray in my heavenly language. And I went off to work that morning, and my wife came to the office, and my daughter came. She was secretary in the office, and she came, you know, a few hours later. And we're there, and it's a Tuesday night, and it's Bible study night. So around 5 o'clock or so, we pack up all of our stuff, and we come home. I get home first. Now, mind you, I woke up that morning unsettled in my spirit. I didn't know what was going on, but I went into my heavenly language of prayer.
Right.
And I came home that evening around 5:30. Been at the office all day. Me and my niece, we walked through the door, and she looks at me and she said, she called me Daddy. She said, Daddy, why does it smell like somebody been cooking in here? I said, I don't know. I said, maybe Alicia cooked something before she left the house to come to the office. So I go in, I put my keys on the side of the refrigerator, and I turn around, and I look at the stove, and there's a frying pan on the stove, and there's a flame underneath that frying pan, and that flame had been burning for about 8 hours.
Wow.
There was no smoke in the house. There was just a sweet smell in the house.
Yes.
Brothers, you know that no frying pan is going to sit on the stove with an open flame for 8 hours.
Right.
And not billow smoke and not cause the smoke alarm to go off. And I'm telling you, I left this house that morning and I was settled in my spirit. And I didn't know what I was praying for.
Yeah.
I just knew something in me didn't feel right. And I went into prayer. And I went into prayer in my heavenly language. And when I came home, there was a frying pan on the stove with an open flame under it, and the pan wasn't scorched, it wasn't singed, it wasn't burnt. It looked like someone had just turned it on.
Yeah.
And you don't have to convince me about prayer. You don't have to convince me about the power of prayer. But what I know is this: when I take the word of God and my prayer, and I put them together, and I start to stand on what he's already said and declared for my life, there's my faith, and there's the activation.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
Amen. I would encourage people, they don't believe in prayer, that you got to try it out, because we believe so many other crazy stuff.
Yeah, we
think
do.
Think about it. And we believe stupid stuff. We believe what the weatherman says. If he says it's going to snow, we're gonna go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gonna rain, they say it's gonna be rain on the day that you have an event, you're gonna cancel event. We put faith in the weatherman, and we run to the stores and to do what the weatherman says. We listen to the media. We believe everything they say, whether good or bad. We listen to the media. But when it's come to faith, you don't have enough belief for that. You don't. When it comes to prayer, you don't have enough. You, I don't think it works. But you believe in everything else, though. You don't stop watching the weather when he's wrong. You keep watching him. If he says it's going to rain, how many times when you was a child in school and he says it's going to snow and school might be closed tomorrow, and you wake up and your high-pop's going to school anyway because it didn't snow one lick. You didn't stop watching the snow, the weatherman. You never stop. But when it comes to prayer, and if it doesn't seem like it works, we give up so quickly. I said, how do we give up so quickly on God? But everything else, we put our whole faith and trust in, even when it lets us down. Even
Can I answer that for you, Brother Elson?
Huh?
Can I answer that for you?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because we are taught and trained to believe it when we see it. The scripture says you believe it until it manifests.
Right.
And that's what gets us messed up, is because as a people we've been taught, you know, I believe it when I see it. You know? Let me see it. I believe it. And the scripture is faith is the direct opposite of that.
Right.
I believe to see. The worldly system says I see it when I believe it. Consequently, now, when I go into prayer, I'm a born-again believer on my way to heaven. But I haven't grasped this revelation of waiting on God and trusting God, that now I'm going to go and I didn't pray about it. I haven't seen anything moving. I don't understand what's taking so long. So now I'm going to go and put my hand in it and try to expedite it and move it along. And the minute I do that, God takes his hands off it. He says, I'm not the author of confusion. I'm not going to participate in that.
Right.
If you want me to be a part of it, then stand and wait.
Right.
And in your case, back to your situation with you and your darling wife, it was 9 months. But during that 9 months, there was a lot of angst. There was a lot of, and you said it already, fear, doubt, you know, but you continued to stand. You continued to stay firm and stand in what you believe. And, man, you got the manifestation.
Amen.
You believe to see. You didn't have to wait. You know, to see, okay, let me see what God's going to do. No. I've learned in my walk, man, that God has already done everything that he's ever going to do. Now it's up to us. I can pull heaven down to earth with my faith. Or I can let it stay up there, and I can stay in this earth realm, in this worldly realm, and get my backside beat every day. I just got to pick one.
Right, right. So then, since you answered that question, then since you answered that question, now we got to get to a point, or people who are listening who say it don't work, try it, and don't try it one time and say, oh, it don't work. Okay, it takes you a minute to lose weight. takes you a few weeks to lose weight. Come on. It takes you a few weeks to grow hair. It takes you a few weeks to grow your nails. It takes a few weeks for this stuff to happen. Take some time out to pray. It may happen right away. It may not happen right away. It may take one or two times. But what's going to happen is when you start developing a relationship and trusting God, when you start showing himself mighty to you, that's when you're going to say, oh, this prayer works. And then you're going to want to constantly pray and be in communion and fellowship with God. But you got to give it a chance. The same way you give everything a chance. Same way you give that old crazy girlfriend or boyfriend a chance. You give them chance after chance.
Give you God. Believe they're going to change.
Right. Everything. Oh, but I love him or he loves me or whatever the case might be. I don't know. You believe in all that stuff. Stock market, we are playing a lottery all the time. You believe in one day. Think about it. There's people who believe in that one day they're going to hit the jackpot. They believe in it. Mm-hmm. And they don't stop. Come on, y'all laugh because you know I'm telling the truth. You know y'all stay out there playing.
But while they believe in it, they spend a lot of money trying to do it.
Some say trust God, or they don't work, so they stop. They stop. Come on, man.
Amen. 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 Listen, we're going to we got about a couple of minutes. What I want us to do, brothers, before we get off this line, I want each one of us to pray. And I'm going to ask, I start off, then Elston, and then Brother Cleophas, you can pray, and you're also going to close us out, okay? But I want to leave you with this scripture first. Amen. We've been talking about prayer. These men, the men, I'm telling you, they got me here in tears, you know, and in the tears of worship and praise, because this is a season that we need to seriously be in prayer. You know, people are losing their life, their jobs, their families, divorces are going on. I mean, total chaos, you know, from from those that's in high positions to the nobody, death all over and stuff. So we're definitely in this season. But this is scripture coming out of Romans 8:26. And I want to leave you with the scripture. Amen. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts and knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, these are all big answers, of course, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So he maketh intercession for the saints. So there are times in the life we don't know what to pray for. You know, we don't. But we let the Spirit do what the Spirit does best. We let God do what he does best. And stuff.
Amen.
And sometimes he'll give us specific things to pray for. You know, he'll wake us, Elston, you know, we talked about the watches. We're not going to get into that, different watches. But he'll wake up us up at 2 o'clock in the morning, man, and say,
I need
you to pray, you know. 2 o'clock in the morning, amen. So I'm just going to pray, amen, and then I'm just going to pass it over to Brother Elston, and he's going to pass it over to Brother Cleophas, and he's going to close it out again. Amen. And if you guys have anything you want to say, you can say it before you start praying, whatever the Holy Spirit is leading you to do or say. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we want to come today just to say thank you. We want to thank you for all that you're doing in our life, God. We want to thank you for how much, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you was willing and did go to the cross for us. Every nail that was in your hand, it was for us. When they beat you all night long, Jesus, it was for us. When they pierced you in the side, it was for us. When they put a crown of thorns upon your head, it was for us. When they called you every name that was to be called, you did it and you stayed on the cross for us. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that died on the cross for us. But thank you for the resurrection. Now, that was for us too. That was for us that we might have a way to get back into a relationship with the Almighty God. We thank you in advance. be thinking in advance for saving, not because we were so righteous or so holy, but you looked upon us, Lord Jesus, and said you should live and not die. We thank you in advance, God, for all that you're doing in our life, those things that we classify as good and those things we classify as bad. We submit ourselves unto you and say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Come, have your way, to the point you begin to shake us up out of our slumber, out of our sleep, and that we might see that the day, the night, and everything is far spent. The time is running out, that you are soon to come back. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be the mouthpiece that you have called us to be. Give us the compassion of others to intercede on their behalf, to go into the highways and the hedges, and to compare men and women to come in, Lord Jesus. We need you today. We can't do this by ourselves. Every time that we put our hands on it to do anything, God, we fail. But we want to bow down and submit ourselves to you and say, come and have your way. You know the needs of my brothers and my sisters that's out here, God. You know the desires of their heart. You know even the backslider, God. So we even lift them up. We pray today, God, that you will, God, begin continuing to knock on the hearts of men, that they might know that there is a bomb in Gilead. That they might know, yes, Lord Jesus, that you are the answer and there is no other. That you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You, Lord Jesus, are the Son of the living God. So we submit these prayers for ourselves, God, for the intercessor, even for this broadcast, God. We submit it all over to you, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, lead us and direct us to the way that you want us to go. We pray for every ministry that is part of the broadcast, God. We pray that you would continue to bless them in their coming in and going out. We pray for those that have many other ministries that are part of this ministry, God. We pray, God, for your favor to continue to shine upon their life. Allow them to be the salt, light, and power that you have called us to do. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And Brother Austin.
Father, we bless you. We praise you. We honor your name, Father. You are our Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Father, for loving on us and for caring for us, for your children, God. And we just we thank you that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. God, we take honor and privilege in that. We don't take our title lightly, who we are belong to. So, Father, I pray for your people. Pray for those who are dealing with sickness, disease, dealing with spirit of infirmity. I command, declare healing for their body. Your word says that with stripes they were healed. So since they were healed, declaring that they are healed because of your word. You said that you forgave us of all our sins and you healed us of all our diseases. So I stand on that right now. Anybody, sound of my voice, who is dealing with a spirit of infirmity, I curse that infirmity and I send it to the pits of hell where it belongs. It has no right. It has no authority. And I tell it to leave now in the name of Jesus. Because he sent his word to heal them. The word that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That word. And so even though I cannot lay hands on these people at this time,
yes, God,
the word is powerful enough. It stands by itself, does what it needs to do. So we send the word of healing, not just in the body, but in the mind. We declare peace over the mind, hearts of your people. We declare a wholeness in their minds. I pray that they will understand and know that they are well loved by you, God, that they are well beloved, and that they can walk upright as righteous and holy people before you, not because of their deeds, but
yes,
faith in you. So, Father, we lift up the leaders of this country, the leaders also of this world, too, and those are in public service, Father. Even our doctors and nurses and first responders
and police officers, God. And if there's anybody, positions that are not for the people, will remove them, Jesus, God. You will people up to be for your people, for we're asking. Father, we thank you, and we honor you today, for you are a great God. I pray that that person who has a hesitation in prayer, that you give them a heart to pray, that you encourage them to come and talk to you. You will love to hear from them. You love to speak to them. You love to commune and fellowship with them on a daily basis, not just when they need something, but on a daily basis. Thank you, Father, that your kingdom will come and that your will be done in us as is already done in heaven. We thank you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast on this evening, Father. We thank you, Father, that the harvest is plenteous and labors are few, Father. But we thank you, Father, that we are here standing in the gap, Father, making up the hedge for those that aren't hearing, Father. And, Father, we pray right now, Father, that men and women, boys and girls, Father, would be drawn to your voice, Father, drawn to He, Him, Holy Spirit, Father, drawn to your precious Son, Christ Jesus, and that they will accept Him as Lord and Savior of their lives, Father. We lift up pastors and leaders in the ministry all over this land, Father. Father, we thank you that they won't grow weary in well-doing, but they shall endure, Father. Lord, we thank you that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went up on that cross, Father, and the only thing that held him up there was his love. We thank you that you are love, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for peace of mind. Thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father.
Right.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you that the entrance of your word, that it gives light and life unto the simple, Father. And, Lord, we lift you up now. We glorify, we magnify your name, Father. Father, we thank you that everybody under the sound of my voice, Father, that we will be hearers, not just hearers of your word, Father, but that we will be doers of your word. For your word says that those that will do your word, not only hear it, are the ones that you would call blessed. And, Daddy, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We come against anxiety. We come against fear and doubt. For your word says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind, Father. So, Daddy, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you that you are El Elyon. We thank you that you are El Shaddai, the all-breasting one. We thank you that you are the great I Am. In every situation that we could come across, you are the great I Am in that situation. So, Daddy, we thank you. We look unto you, Father, for our help. We look unto you, Father, for our strength. And we plant your word in our hearts and in our minds, Father, that we shouldn't turn away from it, and that your word will always be in our mouth, and that we will always have an answer for those that ask us why. Father, we thank you now. Thank you for Brother Antonio, who wasn't with us tonight. Thank you for Brother Ty, who wasn't with us tonight. Thank you that every need of theirs is met, Father. Thank you that they are whole and healthy from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Satan, we remind you of your permanent appointed place beneath our feet. You have no dominion, no power, no authority over us.
That's right.
But we are the blood bought, blood washed, children of the Most High God. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We've been called out of darkness and placed into our God's marvelous light for such a time as this.
Yes, God.
So, Father, we thank you and praise you. We give you and you alone all glory, all honor, and all praise. And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. Amen. Awesome prayer. Awesome broadcast. Amen. You've been listening to With Christians We Talk Radio. This broadcast today has been R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. And our topic has been prayer, pray, and praying. Amen. I pray that you will share the broadcast. If you have any questions, you'd like to ask any brother's question, you can do so by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com or emailing us at WhenChristiansSpeak@gmail.com. Until next month, these brothers, thank you again, brothers. Awesome. Awesome. You guys got
thank
me in
you.
Tears, man. I appreciate
you.
Thank
love
you for
you,
your testimony. Love you, bro. Yeah,
love
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Amen. Y'all be blessed.
You too.
God bless. Amen.